That's due to the itinerant nature of the musician's life, the boredom of the airport lounge, or the excitement of the open road as the tour bus speeds towards the next gig, that so much popular music has been inspired by travel. But while Wheels and Wings have rolled through rock lyrics for decades, one group have spent their career trying to create the rhythm and tones of travel in the music itself. Kraftwerk are the enigmatic German musical pioneers whose electronic soundscapes have inspired countless pop bands, for whom the synthesizer is the instrument of choice. Many music critics regard them as among the most important and influential groups of all time. For 33 years, Kraftwerk have made a succession of journey-orientated compositions, including Tour de France, Autobahn and Trans-Europe Express, in a tiny studio in the back streets of Dusseldorf. The new LP, the first for 12 years, not only continues the travel theme, but borrows an earlier title for a new set of songs to mark the centenary year of the real Tour de France. A Kraftwerk interview is rarer than a new Kraftwerk album these days, but the enigmatic German group have broken old habits with the release of Tour de France 2003. When he came to the Front Row studio, I asked Kraftwerk founder Ralf Hütter about his fascination with the bike ride.
When cycling is at its best, or when it's really going, it's silent. When your bike functions best, you don't hear it. It's silent. There's no crackling. It's just gliding. And the same when you are in good shape and in form and you're riding your bike, you hear nothing. Maybe just a little bit of breath when it's not too ecstatic. And we work from that kind of like silence type of basis.
So you're a racing fan, and I know you're a very keen cyclist.
Yes.
But travel has been a recurring fascination.
Yes.
And an inspiration for the music.
Yes.
Of Kraftwerk. Autobahn, of course, and Trans-Europe Express. Which
definitely.
Was inspired, I mean, directly inspired by the experience of train travel.
Yes, but also the musical, the sound world of cars, like tuning cars. Sometimes it gets called the raga of the Autobahn. So it's this droning sounds of the synthesizer, oscillators, overtones floating, and for us it's like music.
You have been very reluctant to talk about the music, to explain it over the last three decades. So it's down to the critics to interpret the music, and very often they talk about the Kraftwerk music reflecting the buzz, the hum.
Yes.
The technological rhythms of the modern world. You're consciously doing that in
Yes.
the work. You're sitting and listening to a road, to a train.
Yes, definitely. And not only in musique concrète, just recording it and working on recorded tracks, but also transporting it into musical levels with oscillators. And so basically it's improvising on some sound ideas. Using circles and using like floating sounds and like repetitive little patterns and developing from there and developing from my heartbeat, which we recorded at the medical test. So the basis of the rhythm being my heartbeat plus some breath.
So you're sampling the body then?
Yes. From myself, we took my heartbeat and worked this into a kind of beats per minute in some kind of a drum beat. Plus the breath, modulating and filtering and working from there.
This is the same approach that you've kept for the last, more than, as you say, 33 years now.
Yes.
When you formed Kraftwerk and you were a classically trained musician, was this a conscious attempt to do something different with the parameters of classical music in the way that you understood them?
We were coming from some kind of, on one side, from classical music, being trained as young kids, and from there with the influence of the art world and the electronic world and living into the cultural environment around Dusseldorf. So it just came to our mind that we had to find our own musical language. We started in 1970 with our Kling Klang studio in Düsseldorf with just an old tape recorder, and we got the first synthesizers.
Well, I was going to say you're in the same studio, but that must
yes.
be a very different studio on the inside
yes,
now.
Yes,
But is there an increasing detachment? Kraftwerk has always been an element of detachment, of technological advancement, but it's not a performance in the conventional.
Well, it is. It's a very intense performance because we control all the parameters, the levels and knobs and switches, so the music is very sensitive and we can achieve big effects with small movements.
But anonymity has always been another key to the group, hasn't it? The sort of faceless aspect. You haven't really ever played the pop game, the marketing, the promotion, award ceremonies.
We're very concentrated on our work and what we do, so we don't have the time to do.
But I'm interested, do you regard yourself as pop musicians, or is it just a happy accident that Kraftwerk has been so popular and experimental at the same time?
Well, there's certainly a pop element to it, like some kind of black humor.
Is it meant to be funny?
It's incorporated. It's many things at the same time.
I ask that because some people always focus on the sadness as a melancholy aspect.
That's also there. Music is so many things at the same time.
But you are so far ahead of the game, artistically and technologically. Do you worry at all that the pop world has caught up? Do you feel that you
No, that's wonderful, because today, with all the tools available and everybody is in electronic music today.
When you start a new album, obviously Tour de France is inspired by the race, the centenary, and your great passion for cycling. Do you sit down and work out themes, or do you start on the computer? Are you listening to sounds?
No, we don't have a special working principle. Things come to us. Perfect example, Tour de France, like 20 years ago, was meant to be an album. We just didn't finish it. Now it's coming back, and we just had to finish it as a piece of work. But now this is done, so we progress to the next ideas.
So it's not a worry to make the next technological leap forward to stay ahead of the game.
No.
That's not important.
No.
I was talking to Ralph Hutter of Kraftwerk, the new album Tour de France. Soundtracks is released today on the EMI label.